Thank you very much. As I went to bed last night, like many of you, I was reading the texts with unfolding horror. This morning I was woken up by a text saying that the Israeli forces had stormed the boat and that many people were killed. And of course, like many people here, we're waiting to know not only the fate of all those civilians, all those activists that have gone there in peace and humanity, but waiting to know the fate of our close friends. In my case, the case of CND, we're remembering and thinking today, praying today for Sarah and Kevin and Ismail Patel. But our hearts are with the families of all those people who will be racked with anxiety today, not knowing the outcome. Now, we've heard, of course, today that the government has issued a statement which is an improvement on many statements in the past. But I just want to know, when will the statements end and when will the action begin? When is our government actually going to take steps to bring the criminals to trial? There has to be an international war crimes trial for this and many other offences by the Israeli authorities. But this is just the latest in a disastrous, tragic catalogue of crimes by the Israeli government. Only last year, the beginning of last year, we saw the terrible attacks on Gaza. We saw their use of indiscriminate weaponry, and this is something that CND has campaigned very strongly on, that they experiment with chemical weaponry and indiscriminate weaponry against those civilians in the Gaza Strip. Yes, there have been voices of protest. Yes, the UN has spoken out. But still, those people that have perpetrated those crimes are walking free. And still, the Israeli state possesses nuclear weapons, perhaps hundreds of nuclear weapons capable of destroying the lives of millions of people. Again, fine words are said now against those weapons, but what is the international community doing to bring an end to those weapons of mass destruction? Today we have to raise these just demands to end the siege of Gaza, to bring freedom to the people of Gaza and the people of the West Bank. Above all, we have to have sanctions, impose sanctions on Israel, particularly anything to do with military materials. We have to end their capacity to destroy human life. And of course, above all, bring those war criminals to trial. Thank you.